Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
66 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
66 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
64 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
63 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
63 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. You're connected to CMN Work. Connected to CNN Network. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Clear.
73 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 1000 hours.
Clear.
73 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf.
Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf.
Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf.
Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf. Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf, clear.
Test 1-2, Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf. Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KDADX, Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha, X-ray looking for a signal report for Ashton County. KDADX, Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha, X-ray looking for a signal report from the Ashton County Emergency Operations Center.
I didn't get the call, but you're making it fine. If you go to WATMN.net, and you got internet there, you can actually go to the voter and see what your signal is. You go to analog and then drop down to voter, and you can see what your signal is into the repeater if you'd like.
Good morning, 1100.
Copy that. Yeah, I think it's a broadcast. 83 degrees. I just figured out it's the Central Michigan Emergency Network system. I was trying to figure out what this frequency was, and looked it up on a repeater book and figured out it was kind of the network over there. So we're still getting in okay on 5 watts here from Gresham County Dispatch Emergency Operations Center. Katie ABAX, Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray is the call sign back. Gresham County, well, from Rainbow Lake, over up here at Epic Duck Rally.
Yeah, Zach, the dispatch center's in Rainbow Lake. Oh, gotcha. I didn't get the call. I'm sorry. I was kind of trying to multitask. Yeah, you're still full scale into Guilford. Took on Pinconning, but full scale into the Guilford receiver. So we also have New Midland repeater is also part of the network. 14722, that's a frequency that you probably want to put in there. Over.
ADAX, no, Central Dispatch, Emergency Operations Center, Gresham County, New Pipica. I'm actually up here, I had jury duty, or got summoned for jury duty, so I was only at the courthouse, and here I've been hearing this thing up for like an hour. 9 to 10, actually got started late. And then got out nice and early, so I just figured I'd come by here and check out the radios, check out the repeater and stuff here, and get everything once over and run it through spaces a little bit while I'm up here with some time to spare. So I'm just hanging out here in the ham radio room and the Emergency Operations Center. But now my TCH is Rainbow Lake, South Bend, Gresham County, but I'm up in the EOC, so. Figured I'd test it out. Yeah, I see it's the, it says 145.310 is the Guilford, like you said. It says it's 51.2 miles away from me, according to repeater book. So on 5 watts, that's not too bad. 51.2 miles on 5 watts, I'd say it's definitely working. ADAX.
ACAC, radio test. Yeah, it's at 958 feet in the air on Quantico City, so it's up there pretty good. But yeah, I don't. I would, if you want correct information on any of our stuff, you should go to whcnn.net because sometimes, like for the DMR stuff and whatnot, the other places don't have the correct information. We found that before. So anything to do with Central Michigan Emergency Network, you should always go to whcmn.net to get the correct information. Zach, station on the 38 for radio check. Go ahead. Give me this up here.
Yeah, this is Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. Name appears Leon, and I'm in Emily City, and can you give me a report on my radio?
Yeah. Sounds good. You're about three-quarter scale into the 3-8 flint.
Hey, roger that. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. KCAG is clear.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, Zach, like I said, you probably don't have the New Midland repeater in the radios there unless you did update recently. It's only been out for about a month and a half, so... We do have a receive site in Shepherd, one in Coleman, and one in Eatonville. And the main repeater is in Gordonville, so it works pretty good as well.
Copy that. Yeah, I appreciate the info. Yeah, I usually just go to repeater book when I'm like on a road trip or wherever I'm at when I'm looking for something. You know, which is only as good as the information that's being submitted. looks like gas buddy or something, in my opinion. It's all crowdsourced information, basically. So I decided to keep, well, get our repeater information for our repeaters in the county updated. And keep them updated. If we make any changes, I try to go submit those changes to the repeater book. So we got no repeaters. The information is being fed into it. So yeah, if there's stuff wrong in repeater book, ideally you or someone else there, Central Michigan Emergency Network, would get that submitted, updated with the repeater book, so that it's correct. So that would be awesome. But yeah, I haven't been on the on your guys' station in a long time, but I do know there's a lot of, or remember there being a lot of good safety information out there. So thanks for the reminder on that. And the Shepherd receiver, we had our Skywarn training in Elma a few months ago. The last one, I think, for Grand Rapids National Weather Service, but quite a few of the Montcalm County Skywarn guys came over and they said that there was a repeater in Shepherd, which is actually where my pastor lives, and quite a few of our people from our church, we've got a church in Mount Pleasant, but they said there is a repeater in Shepherd. I'm like, I'm not aware of a repeater in Shepherd, but that makes more sense if it's just a receiver site, not a transmitter site. So I'm like, I don't see anything listed. And I have never heard anything coming from Shepherd, so that was news to me. But even there being a receiver is news to me. So reminded me that they had mentioned something there, because they were using something up there they were talking about for the Maple Syrup Festival in Shepherd there. So good to know. KDA, so I'll have to peruse the Emergency Network page again one of these days. Probably a lot by the
sound of it. Yeah, we do have a GMR repeater in Shepherd on the same tower. So there is a repeater there in UHF on our GMR system. And a new one went up in Greenville. I think it's been listed for a while, but Mike finally got that one going in Greenville on GMR. There is a repeater in Shepherd, so they were not wrong. They were correct. UHF GMR repeater. I tried to correct stuff on repeater book before, but there's so much information out there on our GMR stuff that it's just hard. And then if you're not the call sign holder of that particular repeater, they balk at it. So I just kind of give up on repeater book. But so I tell everybody, don't trust anything on our stuff other than WATMN.net. So that's where you will find the correct information. But anyways, all right, 7-3, your audio kind of dropped off there, but I'm thinking that was probably just how you were talking into the mic. But you're definitely making it from Gratiot County, you'll see. Give me the SWR.
KDA,
you're
okay, yeah, so there's a DMR repeater in Shepherd, got it. Yeah, I don't really do anything with DMR. I do have a DMR HT I've had for years, but I've never really done much with it. But yeah, all right, sounds good. Yeah, Mike, I received last name, Wolfius or something. Yeah, he's a good dude. Yeah, I know he spent a lot of time and effort getting that Greenville stuff going over there. I think he said he worked with somebody over at the Palm or whatever to get some stuff all programmed and cans tuned and all that stuff. But he's running a GMRS and a 70 centimeter and apparently sounds like you're saying inside of it, you guys too, so you get all kinds of stuff going on over there. So yeah, good deal. Yeah, hopefully we can get some raspberry pies for them one of these days. We've got a bunch of them. Just get me a box of those. That reminds me. Well, we'll put them on there. Alright, yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, I might have changed that. I was holding the mic or something. I'm not used to this type of radio, I guess. I'm used to my ASUS. This is an ICOM. ID 2721, as it is, and then they got a D-Star or whatever next to it. ICOM ID 888, one of those boxes sitting here for deployment and whatnot to connect to our D-Star repeater that I shut down over a year ago, or functional anyway, replaced with analog, so something we actually all have. All right, well, I appreciate you coming back. Good chatting with you. Signal report. And 73, KDADAX. We'll be clear.
There's been a lot of D-Star stuff that's been shut off, so analog is definitely a common denominator, and I think for what we've done in the state, DMR, we've got pretty good DMR coverage, so I guess the only other thing, as long as you're there programming in the radio, I would put our new Midlands frequency in there, 147.22.131.8PL. KB does the...
Yeah, well, so the two meter D-Star repeater was still functional, so I took some of them home that the club owned. I took one home for a while and sent some of the other club members home with them. And we were actually able to use it as a standalone. The county had canceled the externally matted IP address or whatever that was connected to that, so it lost its connection years prior to the rest of the D-Star system, if it hadn't lost it prior to that. I don't know anybody at the club anymore that knows anything about it. I think clearly anybody did to set it up, let alone maintain it. So yeah, all that, whatever 9/11 money that bought all that stuff or whatever. And, you know, no money to maintain any of it. But I just shut it down. They're still here, mounted in the D-Star rack, in the UHF and VHF one here with the controller. It's powered down. And, replaced it with an analog. I had a couple Motorola radios, mobile radios put together for the first year or so, switched over to analog, and now we actually have a Vertex 7000, got a spare one sitting here, and got another one in the rack that we're using for our Ithaca repeater. So, same as what's up in Elma for the Elma repeater, and then we've got another one for a new site we're working on over in Cedar Lake. Yep, we got Vertex 7000. The classic, the good old boys. Yeah, they're great repeaters. They've served us well for many years. KDADAX 73s, have a good one. Very good.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1200 hours.
Clear.
82 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1300 hours.
Cloudy.
86 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1400 hours.
Clear.
86 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Clear.
88 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Cloudy.
86 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 1800 hours.
Clear.
84 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours.
Clear.
84 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 2000 hours.
Clear.
82 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 21 hours.
Clear.
81 degrees.
KCA, CLM, Chester and Harrison, monitoring.
Connected to CMN network. Good evening. 22 hours.
Clear.
79 degrees. You're connected to CMN network. Connected to CMN network. Good evening. 23 hours.
Clear.
75 degrees.